امیر کبیر خیام مولانا افیسنا خوارزمی Iranian notables, sources of global honor.
In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to another weekly episode of this series. Today we are going to speak of one of the treatises penned by the acclaimed Iranian mystic Sheikh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi. Stay with us, please. This week, we continue to study the works and services rendered by the celebrated and outstanding Iranian philosopher and mystic of the 6th century AH, Sohrawardi. This distinguished figure highly contributed to the development of Islamic philosophy and mysticism and is the founder of one of the most important Islamic philosophical schools of thought referred to as Illuminism while earning the title of Sheikh al-Ishraq. As a reminder, it was said that Sohrawardi was born in Sohraward village near the city of Zanjan in the year 549 AH. He was murdered at the age of 38 in the year 587 AH upon the conspiracy of some scholars in the city of Aleppo by the order of founder of Ayyubi dynasty, Salah ad-Din Ayyubi. During his short life, he authored several works, some of which have remained to this day. Some of the works of this famed philosopher and mystic are treatises and allegories authored in a cryptic writing style, which in the view of researchers depict a true image of Sohrawardi. This group of his works has been written in a beautiful, delicate and cryptic style which present and display the spiritual and inner experiences of this renowned mystic. In the past 2 weeks, we introduced two of the treatises of this acclaimed philosopher, namely The Chant of Gabriel's Wing and Lughat-e Mooran, which are two of the works of this great figure in Farsi, written in figurative and cryptic style. Today, we brief you on another treatise of this preeminent mystic referred to as في حقيقة العشق. According to critics, the treatise في حقيقة العشق is one of the most beautiful and delicate works which have been written about love. It maintains a delicate writing style coupled with poems in a symbolic framework. Although the apparent subject of this tale revolves around Joseph, Zuleika, and Jacob, it maintains a pure mystical and philosophical aspect which Sohrawardi has presented in a poetic and literary form in a cryptic style. The treatise is completely different from other treatises penned by Sohrawardi in figurative speech. Some of his treatises revolved around the loneliness of mankind in the material world. However, this treatise pays attention to the topic of love and pivots around the creation of love and its two related topics, goodness and sadness. It can be said that this treatise is in fact a tasteful and poetic interpretation of Surah Al-Yusuf of the Holy Quran. In regard to this treatise, Sohrawardi has initially focused upon the literary, mystic, Islamic and Iranian tradition and a number of hadith and Islamic narrations to create this work. Sohrawardi points out that God initially created wisdom and then granted three characteristic features to wisdom, one of which was used to know and recognize God, the other for man to know himself, and the third one for knowing others. Meanwhile, these three characteristic features of wisdom respectfully led to creation of goodness, love, and sadness. According to Sohrawardi, all of these developments took place prior to emergence of mankind. In this treatise, Sohrawardi also elaborates and delineates on the terms and notions that he has presented in the text. He first speaks of love and then remarks on lover and the beloved. In his view, man should only realize and perceive love in this world and should hand it over to the beloved. In Sohrawardi's standpoint, love is a bridge which links the lover to the beloved. He then speaks of kindness and studies the roots and etymology of this term. He believes that mankind's roots originate from ethereal heavens. In Sohrawardi's opinion, the main goal and destination for mankind is to love. This is because mankind knows or should know that the material world is mortal and the hereafter is eternal. The key for establishment of a bond with hereafter and ethereal heavens is to love and worship the one and only creator of the world, God Almighty. In fact, in his view, love of God purifies mankind's soul and spirit so that he would chastely reach out and form a bond with the one and only creator of the world. Well, dear listeners, thanks for accompanying us in today's journey. Do not forget to tune in next week. God bless you and take care.